WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Since their debut in 1990, the Chicago quartet Smashing Pumpkins has managed to become one of the best-selling acts in alternative rock. Now the Pumpkins have released Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness, a 28-song collection that runs more than 2 hours and which debuted at number one on the Billboard album chart. This weekend, Smashing Pumpkins will be the musical guest on Saturday Night Live. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
You'd be hard-pressed to find a bigger brat in rock and roll than Billy Corgan, the 28-year-old leader of Smashing Pumpkins. You'd also be hard-pressed to find any rocker more ambitious and imaginative. You have to take Corgan's smirky self-absorption along with his fertile creativity. With Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness, he may have given us an album title as dumb and pretentious as anything Pink Floyd or Emerson, Lake & Palmer ever came up with, but he's also given us an album tighter and more progressive than anything those progressive rockers ever came up with. My reflection, dirty mirror, there's no connection to myself. I'm your lover, I'm your zero. I'm the face in your dreams of black. So save your breath. Wanna go for a ride. Smashing Pumpkins is probably the most popular alternative rock band since Nirvana. Their second album, Siamese Dream, sold more than 3 million copies on the strength of its swirling psychedelic rhythms and the cutting wail of Corgan. But if Corgan's gifts for catchy melodies and burly guitar playing are Smashing Pumpkins' biggest attractions, he also embodies the band's worst flaws, too. In a recent interview with Rolling Stone, Corgan said he still spends, quote, a lot of time thinking about what a 15-year-old must be thinking right now, because that's the predominant audience that you're going to be relating to, and there are still a lot of issues from that time in my life that are unresolved. Unquote. Well, I'd say to Corgan that the rock audience he's appealing to includes millions of listeners a lot older than 15, and we're already kind of sick of Smashing Pumpkins' sentiments like, I'm in love with my sadness, and love is suicide, and despite all my rage, I'm still just a rat in a cage. Ah, quit therapy, Billy. Life is tough. Act your age.
Speak to me in a language I can hear. Here will be before I have to go. Deep in thought, I forgive everyone. As the clouded streets greet me one. Again, I know I can't be late. Supper's waiting on the table. Tomorrow's just an excuse away. So I pull my collar up and face the cold.
Billy Corgan is an interesting original composer. Few of his songs follow the conventional verse-chorus-verse structure of rock and roll, and his punk rock roots haven't kept him from being open to influences as diverse as Black Sabbath and Nick Drake. As long as I don't listen to all of its drivelly lyrics, I like this big, sprawling collection, and it has the opposite effect than Billy Corgan probably intended. Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness makes me happy.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness, the new album from Smashing Pumpkins. This is Fresh Air.